Right, because, okay, so what do we have over here? The din of chavitza really was the only thing that we concluded so far. Okay, so the Gemara spoke about high chavitza, and it didn't explain exactly what the chavitza is. We had started off with the sugya earlier, which talked about the Rav Yosef's before Rav Yosef's halacha, which spoke about the din of the having now the bread inside of water. Right? So we said over there, it depends if the prusot are in the karot. We didn't know exactly what that meant. I mean, we assumed that it just meant that you can actually see the so forth. Even bishla, prusot kayamot, I still see the piece of bread in there.
Uka's eyes?
We don't know. We don't know yet. When Rav Yosef comes along and talks about a kezayit, Rashi assumes that the meaning of Rav Yosef when he's talking about chavitza is that it's basically a bread kugel, which you cook the bread, not that you stand make a pudding and let it sit there, you cook the bread. So when Rav Yosef comes along and talks about it depends if it has a kezayit or not, Rashi understands that to me. Again, Rashi doesn't really talk all this out, but Feresh Tosis explains this must be Rashi's logic over here, because he still understands that the chavitza is talking about the case of the boiled bread. He says beferish. So he must be understanding that the meaning of prusot kayamot is whether it has a kezayit. And Rav Yosef is providing us actually a definition. That's what prusot kayamot is. There's enough there, I see it. It's considered to be choshesh.
Shleva or even cut into pieces?
Even cut into pieces, but it's a kezayit. So you have a prusa, a kezayit, by definition, it's bread. Tosfos and many other, there's Haigon, even from the time of the Gaonim, the Oroch understands that that's not true. That if you have something that is cooked, then by definition, it's not called lechem. In other words, the tzura of lechem, when something has actually been boiled, and we'll see to what extent that means, it loses its shem lechem, halakhically speaking. Doesn't matter what it looks like to you. This is not called lechem. And the case of the chavitza, Rav Yosef is talking about, is a pudding, where you have the bread sitting in milk and honey and things like that. And now it's expanded, and maybe, you know, you broke up the bread into pieces, and you spread it around there, and now it looks like a pudding.
You cook it together with...
It's not cooked. Not cooked. No cooking. So it's just like a pudding. You broke it. Well, you grated it. But saying that if you grated it, so now comes along Rav Yosef to say, if it's grated without bishul, then it's not considered to be bread anymore. Because it doesn't have any zur at all.
But even breaking it up into little pieces takes it out of being lechem.
No.
Without bishul.
If you take a piece of bread, and you just have it, you have, let's say, matzah meal. That's a motzi lechem min haaretz. Because you didn't do anything to it. Just broken up bread, crumbs of bread, are still considered to be amotz. It's not the grinding per se. Not rebaking.
Just talking about loose
Loose.
But you make them into matzah balls.
No, we'll talk about that in a moment. That's a different issue. That's boiling.
That's boiling.
Yeah. That's again, that raises this question. Okay, so we'll talk about the halakha l'maisa, that's what it's done. Yeah. Is you make them into matzah balls. But the thing itself doesn't lose its shame pot just because you ground it up. So my question is, what do you do with it? You made it into a pudding, or you boiled it?
Matzah meal, you make a motzian.
Just the meal, you make a motzian.
Take a spoonful of it and make a motzian.
Yeah. But, so now over here, they taina, that we're talking about the chavitza, is pirurim, which Rav Yosef is coming along and saying, look, if it's pirurim, and therefore they've lost their tzura of pot, because they've been sitting in the milk, and they don't really retain the chashivut of the lechem, so now they're considered to be mizonos b'yoma. If there's a shear of a kezayit of each piece, or of a particular piece, for that matter, maybe one piece in the pudding is a kezayit, and the other pieces are less than a kezayit. So on the kezayit, you'd have to make a motzi on it, and it's regular bread. So lemaisa, we paskin like Tosfos, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos. However, We also pask in the previous sugya of bishul. In other words, that the bishul per se, if it's more than a kezayit, lamaisa will not necessarily take off the halachic din of lechem. It's only less than a kezayit that takes off the halachic din of lechem. So over there, if it's actually cooked, and when we say cooked, we mean it has to be in a kli rishon, not that it's you poured boiling water over it. And the water, it had to be hot, boiling water. Not, it needs to be atzeledes, but not just warm water, not sitting in the water. And here is where we get into the tigun question. What's the halacha if lamaisa was mitugan? Not deep fried, but just fried. And that becomes a real problem in something, for instance, like matzah brei. Matzah brei is exactly this case. It's mitugan. And if you hold that tigun is the equivalent of bishul, so then, which some hold, then it's lost its shame, even though I can see the matzah there. But that, by definition, we're saying, is a losing the shame of lechem. It's a halachic loss of shame, rather than a physical loss of shame. That's a major machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch. It says it's best not to put yourself in that kind of situation. Eat something which is a motzi, then have this as part of your meal. However, we also change things because we don't just stam. What many people do is they soak it. So once they soak it, now it gets into the Tosfos question, right? Which is the other. So far, we're only talking about the bishul question. But now let's talk about the Tosfos question. The Tosfos says once it's sharui in something else, you make matzah brei in sharui. Okay, so now the shaila is if there you need Rabba's comment, where Rabba makes a comment and he says, and if it's not that it doesn't have its surah of lechem. So in other words, according to this, if you wouldn't have bishul, let's say you stuck it in water. So then already, if it's not nikkur as lechem, it would also be bottle the shame of lechem. Because, and that's what Rav is adding. It's not that water only has a pu'ulah. This is at least the way the Chayyodim passes. So the water has a pu'ulah only when it's mevashel. It's just that when you're mevashel it, so then it doesn't matter whether you see the lechem or not. But if you're not mevashel it, if you still don't see the lechem, then it still satisfies Rabba's requirement of the bitul of the shema lechem. And therefore, Tosis, by the way, brings over here that once the water is nitlaben, the water changes its color, becomes white from the lechem, then the assumption is that that's already the moment at which it loses its shame of lechem. There's also another thing, which is how about if it looks like lechem, but the minute that you pick it up, it'll just fall into pieces. Right, then many of the Achronim say that's not called. You have Prusos Kezayit. Because there's nothing. That's just, it looks like a Kezayit, but there's nothing really holding it together. So that's Bechlal not called a Prusa. That's also called a Bittul of the Tzura of the Lechem. But what we said here in the Gemara from the case, this is fascinating, the case that we brought a Raya from, Rabbi Yosef says, I'll prove it to you from an office. It says over there you're about to bring your mincha, the Kohen's about to eat his mincha, he says, Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Now, what kind of mincha are we talking about? Doesn't say particularly what kind of mincha, does it? So that means that we could be talking about even a minchas machavat or marcheshet, correct? So therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, you see clearly from here, that even though it's tigun, right, it still would be exactly the same. You would still say the motzi lechem min haaretz. Apparently, I mean, why would I make an afkamina between tigun? So then the same thing should be true even about bishul. That's how Tosfos concludes. Lamaisa, I mean, sometainer that he didn't mean that you would make hamotzi stam. He means like the case in the Gemara. But he's saying that in that case, if you kovei a suda on it, you'd make hamotzi. It doesn't lose its shame pot. Doesn't mean it has a din of lechem. Lechem, you make hamotzi even if you eat a tiny piece. Pot, you make hamotzi on it only if you kovei a suda on it. So the Taz wants to say that the Rabbeinu Tam only meant here that if you're doing what the Kohen did, you've been Kobeya Suda on a Milchat Machavat, it hasn't lost its shame of that. But not that it would be called Lechem anyway.
Did you make a Lechem in Aris?
If you're Kobeya Suda.
Only if you're Suda.
Yeah, that's what the Taz claims.
Up to Hamotzi.
Yeah. But there's some, there's cases where it's something that loses its shame of pot completely. Mm-hmm. The Rambam understands our Gemara as referring to a minchas mafet tanur only. And that business about a Kohen who is about to eat his mincha, he's not talking about a Kohen who's going to eat a mincha that was mahamat or marcheshet. It was a regular piece of matzah, because it was baked in a tanur. But if you would be eating mahabat, then you're eating basically a bride. If you're eating a bride, you say mezonos.
Can you make the machabat? It first became bread, though, with the machabat. Wasn't that raw on another?
Yeah.
Isn't it something with bread?
We're talking about over here, what's the tzura of pot in terms of its preparation? It's two completely different dinim. Yeah. But, I mean, those who hold that tigun is considered to be the equivalent of afia, and not bishol. So Bechlal is nothing to discuss about its being Mabata, the Tzura of Pat. That might be the way that I could even create it in the first place. Right?
Can you Kovea Seuda on Mizonos?
Don't say Mizonos, because Mizonos covers a wide range of things that it makes no difference on some of them. Let's say on your oatmeal, it wouldn't make a difference if you Kovea Seuda.
Pancakes?
Or on a Blila Raka. That's what we're going to get to when we get to dinner Kovea Seuda. In other words, as I mentioned, there's three levels. There's pot, there's lechem is the highest level, there's pot, which is shayach to kliya suda, and there's what you call mezonos. Mezonos, you can't even be koveya suda on what you're calling mezonos. Okay, so I mean, it's because of this that the Shulchan Aruch says, look, avoid the issue. Yoreh Shamayim will be careful not to eat something that was prepared through tigun, because we don't have a clear-cut psak. The Mishnah Brewer points out that if you did, then if you ate already enough to be v'chayivim birkas hamazon d'oraisa, you'd have to say birkas hamazon, because you don't say sofik brokas la'akel on the d'oraisa. So over there, you wouldn't say brokas. You'd have to say your shalosh brokas.
That's like cake, right?
Right? So in other words, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that if you have something that was like Tosfos says, he passes like Tosfos. It's pachas mikizayis, and as Rava says, it's no longer nikkud tzura of pot, and it was never cooked. It was just sitting in milk or whatever. But at that point, it loses its shame of lechem and becomes mezonos, which Rashi isn't marked that there's such a concept. The cloth. Rashi considers the entire sugya to be based on boiling bread. What you do with it afterwards? You want to mix it with milk? Why would it lose its shame lechem, according to Rashi? I haven't undone the way in which the bread was originally processed. So it's only an alternative mode of cooking that will take away the shame of lechem. This is how Rashi understands it. So the Shulchan Aruch basically paskins like Tosfos. In which case, where you're making French toast, for instance, okay, and over there, you're mashre it, and then you're going to cook it. You'll be metagging it. Over there, lechora, since you use actually pieces, and there you have prusas that are the size of a kazayit, there's no problem. So French toast, you could, you wouldn't have to eat another piece of bread besides, you simply make hamotzi out of it and eat it the way you normally do. But how about matzah brai? Matzah brai are little pieces. Now it's a suffix, how we view tigun. Unless you soak them.
The little pieces are they joined up together.
Doesn't matter.
Unless they're broken.
Right.
Unless
the only place it matters is if you rebake them. In other words, you take matzah melt and you put them in water and you turn them into a dough and now you bake them. See, even though if you had just left them in water, you would have made mezonos, because now they lost their tzura of pas, but now I bake them again. So that's the case of the Gemara where Sha'ar son.
But
Sha'ar son, I rebake them.
But if you hold that tigun is like afia?
No, if you hold, then even there you would be chayav them, even if I bry them.
Yeah.
So with matzah bry, you got a problem, because if you have the same suffix. You should eat a piece of matzah with it.
You put water on it.
Oh, so if you soak it first, Well, Sokotil, it affects it the way Tosis is talking about it. It loses its tzura. If it loses its tzura, there's nothing on it. Then you make a mizonos. Now, kneidlach would be the same thing. But kneidlach, you basically, you make it first, you soak it. You start with matzimo, which is bread, right? But now it's tiny pieces, and now lechara, it was soaked, and now it's put into a ball. Definitely doesn't have a tzura of lechem anymore. So then it would definitely be mizonot, even though it's made out of bread.
If you would bake it,
If you would bake it, then you've got a bread. You don't have a matzah. A baked knedel is a challah.
If you soak the matzah, nobody soaks it, so the loser of the matzah, because
it swells.
It gets really soft.
Without
being crunchy, I would eat it. Okay.
Yeah, crunchy.
So then you just put a little.
It doesn't
water.
Look like matzah anymore. It looks like swelled matzah.
No, they don't put that much. You just run it under a little bit of water.
It's still crunchy. So then you have this problem. It's tigun nevada. Then you should eat it. Better to eat a piece of matzah with it. Yeah. That's what they're. I mean, that would be included in the Yorei Shamayim, Yaitzi Deshneim. You would be careful.
Yeah, and a little bit of matzah to make a motzi. Don't need as much ice of it, do you?
No, because you get into a question. If you don't have a kviyat suda, you'd get into a problem. Then on your
kviyat suda, then you make.
If it's not enough to be a suda on, then you'd have a tzapik v'gabek your birkat on a zone. So you should eat a kazayat
matzah. You take half a kazayat of matzah and make a motzi on that. And then you bring your matzah bride.
But then what do you do about benching?
That's what I'm saying. Would the matzah bride add?
No, unless you were Kobeya Suda on it.
Right, Kobeya Suda, or you have
your lunch.
You've got your lunch, then the third's not a problem anyway.
Kobeya Suda, you just sit down
for dinner. Then you may come out see on it.
On the matzah
because of the Kriya Suda, though, not because it has a Kriya Suda Gleichen. But even pot is Hamotzi and Sholei Brothers. Okay, so that basically, I mean, that's basically this particular issue, the chavitza issue. You know, I mean, then we have all these other things, but we're still in the middle of them. Shalot, tzuras, pas, crackers, patah, barbekisim, we haven't gotten up to yet.
Make croutons out of challah?
Croutons? How do you make croutons?
Usually my wife bakes them. Sometimes she'll put them in a frying pan, but she take a challah, leftover challah,
put flavoring on it,
and you put it back in the oven.
But what do you do? Did you do anything to be mevatel the shame of challah?
No. You have to wash it.
But washing is a different issue, because over there it's a machlokas, how much you have to wash it for. But,
well, I thought you wash regardless whether you say a bracha is a different story.
But it's a machlokas. You're talking about what we do.
Yeah.
You're right in what we do.
Okay.
We're not talking about what we do
here.
We're talking about
we haven't got there yet.
That's correct. We do that. Lots of times we do things because we don't know what to do. So then it's not good to say it over that we do, because...
Well, so we haven't...
You'll say, well, what we do is we wash in a piece of matzah. But that we do that because we don't know what to do. It's important to remember what the real halacha is.
As long as you know what to do when we don't know what to do.
But we have to be careful not to quote it. Right. Okay, so that's basically the chavitza thing. And so far we're still in the middle of the conceptualization of lechem pot and mizonos, so to speak. Very weird. It's a much more complex thing than people think.
Mm-hmm.
In Brazil.
But then flour for tea.